Welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind. I'm Brian McCallum. The Junior Blind of America helps children and adults who are blind, visually impaired, and multi-disabled achieve independence. Junior Blind began in 1953 when Norman Kaplan and a group of dedicated volunteers provided recreational services for the blind and visually impaired. One of the first recreational services offered was Camp Bloomfield. Camp Bloomfield is a year-round residential campsite for blind youth, adults, and their families located in Malibu, California. In the 1960s and 1970s, Junior Blind added vocational rehabilitation and education programs for visually impaired and multi-disabled people of all ages. Two of the programs include a student transition and enrichment program and Goal Ball. Junior Blind also offers programs to Northern and Central California students at its Oakland office. Richard Rueda is Junior Blind's Director of Transition Services. Richard joins the show to talk about Junior Blind's history, programs, services, and events. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Brian, and thank you for having me a part of this radio show. I appreciate being able to represent Junior Blind.
It's good to have you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well today. I'm doing very well and excited, again, to be that ambassador and to provide you and your listeners with more information about the Junior Blind, an organization that's over 60 years old.
Yes. So, Richard, let's first get to know you. I was looking at Junior Blind's website, and I saw that you were blind since birth because of glaucoma. Now, I understand that glaucoma, it's related to eye pressure, and I think of the disease as an adult condition. Tell us how glaucoma affected you as an infant.
Yes, from the onset of birth, I was born and survived through glaucoma with limited vision in my right and only usable eye. Being legally blind since the age of birth, I never knew what it was like to drive a car or do those exciting things that people who have more sight than I do. But I didn't really, you know, I didn't really think I was missing out, because growing up with vision impairments and growing up in Southern California, I was provided with ample opportunities to participate in activities that a lot of blind and visually impaired students in other parts of the state didn't have the resources to participate in. Growing up with Junior Blind and just a very proactive school system, I was able to do a lot with accommodations. So whether it was playing baseball or Beaver baseball so I could hear the ball, I was really always active and out doing things on the weekends and after school. My parents didn't pity me. They didn't tell me I couldn't do things because of my visual impairment. They were really very supportive, as was my extended family. So, you know, to answer that in the non-medical model there, Brian, I would say that growing up with glaucoma, the only thing I had to do was that wasn't as happy was visit doctors quite often, because the pressure in my eye would spike and I would have to take various drops and pills and undergo several different procedures. But again, I didn't let that stop me. There were times I was homeschooled because of all the surgeries I had. But again, I think I persevered and made the best of what was given to me.
And I also have glaucoma as well, and I have to take drops every single night, one in each eye. So I know how that is. So I understand that you're Junior Blind's Director of Transition Services. What do you do as the Director of Transition Services?
That's a very good question. And to answer that, let me back up by saying that, and I mentioned this previously, as a young adult, I attended Junior Blind in Southern California, where I lived at the time. We have an 8-acre campus in Southern Los Angeles, very close to the airport. And I grew up in the San Gabriel Valley, which is about a half hour, 40 minutes away. And it was really cool that Junior Blind and I approached an agreement 2 years ago where they reached out to me and asked me to come to work for them in Northern California, because I was working here in Northern California in various other capacities in voc rehab and management. So to be that ambassador and to expand our operations in Northern California, and what I'm about to tell you, was very exciting, in that it felt like you're starting up your own business with the backing of a very successful, asset-rich organization. What I do as Director of Transition Services is we were doing a needs assessment, which means that parents and educators were identifying to us that there was a lack of transition services, services that prepare teens and young adults for college and career exploration. There was a lack of that in Central and Northern California. And with Junior Blind's successful approach in serving transition age youth in Southern California, they had wanted to provide that same programming in Northern California. So with my background in voc rehab and in management and working with youth, they hired me and the staff to identify, create, and build programs for teens and young adults that prepare them for college and career readiness in Central and Northern California.
And we're going to get to more on that in a second. So let's talk about Junior Blind. As I mentioned earlier, the organization went from this summer camp to an organization that provides many, many services for blind, visually impaired, and multi-disabled people. What sparked Junior Blind's evolution of services?
Junior Blind grew out of, as you mentioned, Camp Bloomfield, to identify unmet needs in the community. Junior Blind really was there to serve youth and young adults, to provide initially recreation and opportunities that were otherwise unmet in their lives. Junior Blind has evolved into working with adults as they ready themselves for the world of work and living independently through our DPI and Hatland Center programs. And we really want to be that organization that provides meaningful and tangible opportunities that help people get into jobs and to careers and to meaningful, successful lives where they can live independently and be on their own.
Yes, and one of those meaningful programs is the STEP program, or Student Transition and Enrichment Program. That helps teens and young adults successfully transition to college and even the workplace. How does STEP help these young blind individuals make this huge, but most important, transition in their lives?
There's a differentiation in the programs. I'm going to be talking to you over the course of this interview about the STEP program that we run in our Los Angeles campus, and then our mobile programs, which are run statewide as well as regionally in Northern California. Our Student Transition and Enrichment Program, STEP, was created out of a memorandum of understanding with our vocational Department of Rehabilitation here in California back in 2001 under an establishment grant, which basically interprets that we were granted money by the state to initiate transition services addressing the expanded core curriculum, such as self-sufficiency, vocational education, adaptive technology, O&M. The STEP program initially started with a summer of doing 2 3-week transition programs where students in high school who were Departments of Rehabilitation consumers would come to our campus and live for up to 3 weeks and being provided skill sets in orientation mobility, Braille, adaptive technology, resume writing, all those career preparation activities. And at the end of 3 weeks, students would go home prepared, outfitted, and ready to, with a better understanding of what it's going to take for them to get from high school to college to career success. And a lot of this is an overview and very, very the beginning stages of all the things they're going to need to use and rely upon to be successful after high school. And for over 12 years now, that program continues and continues successfully, where we serve over 30 students each summer in these STEP programs on campus.
I was involved in one STEP program. I went to it. That was at California School for the Blind in Fremont, which is just east of San Francisco. And it offered some of the same things that you mentioned, Richard. And we also got to do some recreational activities as well.
That program continues as well. And that stands for Student Transition in Education Program. And Junior Blind is, in many respects, provides very similar outcomes from that STEP program. And we're glad that they're there, because we're not saying we can't do it all by ourselves. We're really happy that such programs exist.
Yes, and some of these programs, like the one I went to, also allow for recreational opportunities. For instance, the first weekend that we were there, we went kayaking. Throughout the next week, we went to the Great Mall. It's one of the biggest malls in the town of Milpitas near San Jose, which is California's third largest city. We went to several little malls and little shops, and we also went and explored some blind and visually impaired centers as well, including the Hatlin Center, which we'll get to in a bit. And we also explored guide dogs for the blind in San Rafael as well. So it was a lot of traveling. But I'm sure our audience wants to learn more about the Junior Blind STEP program. How do the STEP students develop those work readiness skills? Through internship opportunities, group seminars, and just the individualized instruction that's matched to their abilities, interests, and yes, you can't forget this, the goals.
Well, what we do in our STEP, one of the main components of the Student Transition and Enrichment Program is having a lead teacher for the summer and having a career vocational component where we are talking about dress etiquette, interviewing skills, resume writing. And often we know that, okay, you're 16 or 17 years old and you might be, you know, 6 or 7 years away from getting your career job. So we're not going to base that planning on writing a resume for your job when you're 25, where you're going to be a doctor or a teacher or whatever it is. Really paralleling it to under the auspices of, you know, you're in high school, you might want to get a part-time job this summer or fall. So how do we prepare you for that entry-level employment initially? Because we really want it to be tangible, something you're going to use immediately, not just down the line because you might still be going to college. So we do a lot of simulation around entry-level jobs. We do job shadowing, wherein that basically means we're going to take you to a job site, often where a blind person is working, doing that job, and then interviewing him or her on what it takes to get that job, what are the struggles, what are the challenges. We don't paint rosy pictures. We really want it to be the meat and potatoes of, you know, what are the challenges? What's the reality of all this? So students are prepared, not to scare them, not to put the fear in them, but to put reality into the mix of people are really identifying with people who are working and learning what it takes to be successful in the trials and tribulations. So we're doing a lot of discussion, peer-led discussion groups on job interviewing, job shadowing. And one of the core components we also include in the last week of this three-week STEP program, where students will go to that job site and stay there for a day or three and get a stipend because they're learning how to do that job.
You mentioned the STEP mobile learning program. How does that program bring the STEP experience to those who are unable to attend the Junior Blind's Los Angeles campus?
So let me back up and just say that the STEP program on campus, which I've been talking about, does vary from the mobile program in that we provide 2 3-week sessions as well as a STEP 2 session, which is teamwork opportunities. That program is for former STEP participants to come and work with us for the whole summer, 7 weeks, and they're getting a paid internship out of STEP 2, TWO, Teamwork Opportunities. And so they're working in the morning off campus, and then on campus in the afternoon, they're shadowing and supervising and being peer support to the STEP session one students. So that's what we do on the summer. As an extension of the STEP program on campus, we have year-round weekend STEP workshops where students come in Friday night and stay until Sunday to our Los Angeles campus from all over Southern California. And we do similar activities from Friday night through Sunday that we would do throughout the summer, theme weekends. One weekend may be college. One weekend may be financial aid. One weekend has been and will be health and wellness, sports and rec, leisure, you know, not just being a couch potato, but, you know, taking care of your health all around. So we do that year-round. The STEP Mobile program is burst out of our STEP program. So to meet the needs of underserved populations and communities and students who just can't get to campus because they live too far away or where transportation is a barrier, although we do everything we can to meet students, pick them up from transit points. Often the travels may just be too long. So what we've been doing for the past 3 years now from Northern California, starting a year and a half ago, and doing mobile workshops prior to my arrival, we're doing 1 day, 5 hour long STEP mobile workshops where myself and staff are coming to communities such as Modesto, Stockton, Sacramento, Fresno. 2 weeks ago, if you folks are familiar with geography, we were up in Redding, which is near the top of the state. And I'm in Northern California, Brian, and that's still a five-hour drive north of where I'm at in San Francisco right now. And what we do is we do five-hour, one-day-long mobile workshops, and we're doing things such as talking about advocacy and living independently. We may be doing some visits to retail stores, travel training, learning light rail, talking to people in the community on how they got their jobs. So we're basically chunking out what we do on campus in the community using local existing resources. And this is twofold. So one of the things is we might get students who do come to our campus and get it, but some of those people want to get the same instruction in their community so they can apply it locally because that's where they may be living for the next couple of years or the rest of their lives should they choose to. So we really want to parallel it to, again, something that's tangible and meaningful to them. One of the cool things about the STEP program that I wanted to insert is that it's really neat that when we get together, whether it's on campus in Los Angeles or if we get a group of students together at our mobile workshops, whether it's in Fresno or here in the Bay Area, we often get students who are, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 students at a workshop, and we'll get them. And they always thought they were the only high school student who was blind or visually impaired, and that they were the only blind or visually impaired person in the world. And when they get together and they're talking to other people their age who are juniors and sophomores and seniors in high school, they're like, wow, okay, you're experiencing these same challenges I am. You know, how do you deal with that? And they get to network, have that peer support that they often didn't have as consistently. And so that's a pretty darn awesome, you know, unintended consequence of one of our programs. The last thing I want to mention is I mentioned to you the STEP program in Los Angeles and what we do. One of the things that I've been charged with doing this summer is doing a residential week-long STEP program in Sacramento, and this is pretty darn awesome. We're calling it Street Week. Here, there's another acronym. What does STREET stand for? It's Skills and Training for Real Education and Employment Transition. So like your experience, Brian, at the STEP program at CSB, like our programs in Los Angeles, Street Week is a week on a campus housed at Sacramento State University where students are learning about college life, college dorm life, taking public transit to every destination that we visit throughout the week, whether it's job shadowing at a BEP vendor, whether it's visiting the state capitol, going to the Society for the Blind for cookie lessons, or even to the state fair. You know, a majority of the week is going to be spent on public transportation. That's pretty darn awesome. So we're doing that for the first time, and we've got slots for 20 students, and we're halfway filled right now. So we're pretty excited about this first ever venture at our College Immersion Street Week program.
You've got a new initiative taking place at the Junior Blind. It's called the REACH Initiative. It's the Realizing Education and Career Hopes Initiative. What's REACH, and how is it different from STEP?
And thank you, Brian. And we do use in the industry a lot of acronyms, and our acronyms just happen to be, you know, driven in motion, reach, step. you know, so it's kind of cool because you can kind of picture it. Reach, realizing education and career hopes, is a discrete intervention program where we are inserting ourselves into the lives of middle and high school students, ages 12 to 20, who are maybe at risk or are very ready to go to college, have the skill set to go to college, have the skill set to work, but they're at risk because it may appear that there has been no one else in their family who has gone to college, who's been successful, and they know we know that they need that peer support. They need that mentoring. They need that life coaching. So we're inserting ourselves by providing them, the student and their family, an opportunity to do, to meet them, to talk to them about goal setting. Where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years? And then how do you really plan for those goals? How do you get that first job in high school, after school? How do you go out there and meet new people? How do you network? And between our staff, myself, Rob, my STEP coordinator, our folks in Los Angeles, REACH is a free program of the Junior Blind. The STEP program, so that it's different, is a program that's authorized and referred to by the Department of Rehabilitation, and then we also do take private pay. The cool thing about REACH is it's discrete intervention. We're meeting with the parent. It's an opportunity for us to talk to the parent, the student, and the entire family set. So we get to know them, the family, where they're living, and then identify resources for them, with them, and doing goal setting. You know, some people want to take some career inventory tests because they've never done that, because they don't know what they want to do when they grow up. And I didn't know what I wanted to do when I was 16. And so we provided them with that. And then between myself and other staff, once we get to know what their career interests are, we can find people who are doing those careers that that are blind in their 20s or 30s, that we can pair up with the students and have them talk to them and informational interview them and get to know what it takes to be successful. And we're doing this at individual level, whereas STEP is doing it as a group. And we're following along with these students from anywhere from 3 to 5 years. We do the initial meetup. We follow along with them every 2 to 4 months. We'll do a check-in, whether it's by phone, email, or in person, as they participate in our other programming, whether it's recreation or STEP. We'll check in with them and the family to see where they're at, with their goals, and then provide new information as it comes along. And basically, that assures that we're working as a team, that they're getting everything they need out of school, out of the DOR process, rehabilitation process, and just achieving their goals that they said they would, and make, you know, keeping them their feet to the fire in a meaningful way.
Now we got to talk about the recreational services of the Junior Blind, the fun stuff. Junior Blind has a Go Ball program. They also have another program called Visions Adventures in Learning, and they have Camp Bloomfield, as you mentioned earlier. Now, Camp Bloomfield, the camp provides blind, visually impaired, and multi-disabled children, youth, adults, and their families with a safe and natural environment to build independence, develop that self-esteem, and experience the great outdoors at a beautiful 40-acre site nestled in the Santa Monica Mountains in Malibu. What are some of the activities that Camp Bloomfield offers people?
Having been a camper myself since the late 80s, this is one of the even more exciting things I get to talk about is about Camp Bloomfield and what we have. We have a ropes course, a rock climbing wall. We have a pretty gigantic swimming pool where students can swim or learn how to swim. We offer horseback riding. We offer archery. In the past, we've offered miniature golf. We do a lot of traditional activities such as campfire, drama, music, just a lot of confidence-building activities, exercise. We've done theme days up at camp, whether it's sports. And we have a development camp for youth young adults where we do all Paralympic activities from tandem cycling to goalball to running. When we bring in athletes from these organizations to talk to students and demonstrate to students on how these activities work. So we really utilize our camp to its max to provide opportunities for youth, young adults, and adults and families.
So I'm sure that our listeners want to know more about Camp Bloomfield. What are some of the upcoming sessions, and how can our listeners sign up?
Very good question. Camp registration is still open for 2013, and you know, we're talking here in early June. Often we can serve up to 130 or more campers per session. We do provide sessions for youth ages grades 3 to 8, high schoolers. We have two family camps. We have adult camps, a very active adult camp where we're doing a lot of intensive activities. We're doing a adult retreat camp where it might be more of like exercise and campfires and more of the traditional activities. You know, throughout the year, we do open up camp to other programs on campus where families and students can come and participate. To sign up for Camp Bloomfield, there are two ways. You can go to our website at www.juniorblind.org/Camp Bloomfield and look at the dates, look at the times, look at the registration. Camp is very affordable. It's only $25 per camper to register. For family members participating in family camp, it's only $50 for all meals, for all your accommodations throughout the week. And that's a pretty darn good deal. The other way is to call us at our toll-free number, which is 888-400-4522, and ask to be transferred to our Camp Bloomfield department and talk to our staff, and they can send you an application or even assist you with filling out the application.
What's your website if anybody wants to take a look at your programs or anything Junior Blind?
Everything Junior Blind 24/7, Brian. We can go to www.juniorblind.org. There's a lot of different program sites, extension. I don't know the step one offhand. It may be step-Northern California. Again, the safe bet is juniorblind.org. The website works on your mobile phones. It works on your PC. It's pretty accessible. I'd go give it a shot. If folks want to reach me in Oakland, again, it's 888-400-4522, and my extension is 460.
And what's the Junior Blind's main number?
We've got a couple, and so what I've been asked to do is just really to brand it. Let's give out the 888 number, which is 888-400-4522. In the Los Angeles area, you can also call our 323-295-4555 number. That's our original phone number that we've had forever and will continue to use.
Awesome, Richard. The information that you provided today may just inspire some of our listeners to attend Junior Blind and other disabled schools and programs, or blind and visually impaired schools and programs, to just achieve their dreams in life. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
That's all for this edition of Speaking Out for the Blind. Thanks for listening. And remember to speak out.
You are listening to American Council for the Blind Radio.
By the blind, for the world.